Thank you for listening to Naughty Stories, the adult storytelling podcast. Please visit thehooligannetwork.com to become a premium member. As a premium member, you'll get access to all previous released episodes, as well as 5 new bonus episodes on the first of each month. Do you have a naughty story to tell? Visit thehooligannetwork.com to email us your story and join in on the fun. Now, let's get into today's naughty story. Stay naughty, y'all.
Hi, I want to submit an account of a true personal naughty story. I want to be anonymous for this story. I'm a 36-year-old man of Southeast Asian descent, living in South Florida's Tampa region. I am married to my high school sweetheart, and we are in our 7th year of marriage. I am very much bisexual and extremely attracted to a male body of my likeness, as much as I enjoy a woman's body. Me and my wife have always experimented with our sexuality, right from our days of dating, with being involved in multiple threesomes, foursomes, and also sleeping with other people individually. However, it has been a while. We have been out of the lifestyle entirely. I have been with multiple women and men since I have started exploring my sexuality as I hit adulthood. Lately, due to the lack of action that we used to participate frequently in the past, I have been craving some action on my own. I am not like a gym rat or anything like that, but I try to keep myself fit by regularly swimming in a lap pool at the gym. I have always heard of potential action at the gym in the men's locker rooms and showers. Since I started using this gym, which is a 15-minute drive from my house, I have been a voyeur. I was cruising through the locker room, the sauna, and the showers in search of an attractive guy that I can play with. The gym has multiple locations, and I have literally been switching the one that I go to in my pursuit of finding someone that I can hook up with. I have come close, as far as watching another guy in the stall across from me jerk off. I have had multiple guys reciprocate by jerking off as well, which was a great turn on. But I am still hungry for more. It was Sunday, which is a very quiet morning for the gym. I get to the gym at around 9 a.m., and I want to quickly change and get my swim trunks on and jump in the pool and do my regular 1,500-yard swim. Then, I see a guy in the locker room getting changed into just a towel, fixing to jump in the shower as I assumed, which he did. I always get a quick shower before I jump into the pool anyway, so I made my way to the showers myself to find out this guy is already in my favorite shower stall that sits at the end of the row. I like this stall as it puts me away in a corner and provides some level of privacy even when I just want to play with myself. I jump in the shower stall opposite to his, and as always I hang my towel on the shower curtain bar which keeps the shower curtain open in the section where the towel hangs. I quickly realize that the guy did seem to be playing with himself. This is a Hispanic-looking guy in his late 20s. Exactly how I like my men, the Hispanic part, and I don't really mind the age. I could see that the guy was jerking his huge shaft by the shadow it was forming on the shower curtain. I was making every attempt so that he sees me, stroking my dick, with all the lather on it, peeking at it through the gap that I had intentionally left open with the hanging towel. I heard his shower turn off, which was a little discouraging as I thought he was done with his shower, which he was. But I kept myself exposed through the gap. He pulled his curtain to the side to grab the towel when our eyes met, and he saw me with my fully erect cock in my hand. He looked away and hung his towel back in the hook, only to turn his shower back on. Now I know why he did that, so people think that someone is still in the stall, using it. He did that, because right after that, he stuck his neck out of the shower to see if there was anybody else there, and stepped out of his stall to walk straight to mine and entered my stall. I was completely stunned. I proceeded to quickly close my curtain. This was the moment I was waiting for. The dude had a nice-sized, uncut cock, which I wasted no time in grabbing it. We started passionately kissing each other while the warm shower kept falling on our naked bodies, rubbing to each other. I pinned him against the wall of the shower and instantly got to squatting and took his hard, erect cock and placed it on my lips. I proceeded to put my tongue out and began swallowing this cock all the way to the back of my throat. I kept eating his cock for the next 10 minutes. He asked me to get back to my feet and started passionately kissing me again. He then switched places with me and went down to take my hard and erect cock in his mouth. He gave me the sloppiest blowjob ever. It felt so good that I was about to come. He asked me to not take my cock out and let him swallow my cum. In another 5 minutes, I shot a huge load inside of his mouth and on his face. He ate all of it. We kissed again with his mouth full of my cum. I quickly looked out to see if the path was clear, and he returned back to his stall. I finished my shower and exited the gym. I sat in my car just thinking of what just had happened, and it was so much fun. I have tried to match my timing of visiting the gym again, but have never seen this sexy guy again. I miss his cock so much. So that was my naughty story. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.